This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Some guy just emailed, says he's going to, driving his mom to work, and said that she's reacting strangely to the program that her son listens to.
And he's like, enjoying her reaction.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
I'll ask him.
Teachers banging clams with the kids? Was that an issue mom had problems with?
Maybe she is a teacher.
Oh,
was.
She could be a teacher. But again, even she has to admit, even if she's a conservative who's not real big fan of that kind of conversation, that $225 is not a restitution pay that is adequate enough for you to smash clams with my daughter. If a man did that to a 13-year-old daughter, he goes to jail forever, and every penny he's got should go to the family. How come it's not the same?
He'd be garnished for life.
I thought we wanted equality here in pay. Let's equal pay for that. The poor 13-year-old girl doesn't get more than $225. $225, most insulting judgment I've ever heard in my life. And for your pain and suffering, here's $225. We're so sorry this happened. The state of Alabama and Ohio are sorry.
How many reallys were thrown out after it's 225?
What?
Really?
What'd you say? Yeah, no, we're going to charge her at home, and $225 should cover your expenses for all that you've been through. Should
that,
be one therapy session and a Wendy's Frosty.
Replaces the outfit she wore that day.
Yeah. Yeah, the clothes are probably really bad. Throw those out. She doesn't want to be reminded of the purple shirt she wore. The white pants were probably a bad idea.
And an hour with a psychologist.
Did it break? Did it break down there? Or is it still intact? Because that's a big deal. That's an extra $50. Her hymen. Okay, Your Honor, we're just going to take the check and leave. This is awful. Southern justice. Anyway, and then everybody's emailing me about what they used to do to their dolls, and nobody better than Leland Rozier says, man, when I was a child, my father left his porno in the VCR once. I thought my movie was still in there. I was 8 years old. I pressed play, and it was not my movie. But what came up at the time was a man laying on top of – or a woman laying on top of a man, but their heads were facing different directions. I later knew what that was. But in the meantime, I used to take Daredevil and Barbie and smash them together in that position because it looked like everybody was enjoying themselves. So for a while, he'd make Barbie and Daredevil perform the 6 and the 9. That doesn't seem so bad.
Everyone did.
Everybody
that.
Found great joy. Yeah, you did it. Sometimes you didn't know why. I don't know why I tried to spread Barbie's legs open so often. I have no clue. I wanted to wishbone her every chance I got. Didn't do that to the boy dolls. Wishboned all of Barbie. Like, she just looks so frail.
This guy maybe you've seen on the, where people are have the holding the legs, where they're doing the cartwheel, the two-man or two-person.
Oh, yeah. Where you get you're holding somebody's ankles.
Acrobats.
There's always a head up and a head down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did that with the dolls. I always found that to be a little up with people.
This guy
smashed their genitals into each other. I had no idea why I was doing it.
He's a little bit more along the lines of what you did. John, my Planet of the Apes figures would kidnap my sister's Barbies, have their way with her.
Oh, really?
All the time.
Yeah, there used to be fairly regular beatings between my stuff and
Barbie got
my
the
sister.
Kung Fu grip a couple of times.
She was destroyed. Barbie's hair would get cut off for no reason. My sister had a Barbie that had a weird skinned head that... That's strange.
I don't know why it was so satisfying, but my sister probably had 50 to 60 Barbies, and I'd take 10 of them at a time and cut off all their hair.
All these psychologists are always worried about, like, well, Barbie's image for girls is unhealthy. It's like, you know what? Maybe just it's been bad the whole time, because the image I remember of Barbie is naked with half her head shaved and one leg pulled out and bent kind of sideways. She was abused more than anything else. I don't think it led my sister to believe she had to be thinner. I think it was just basically like, wow. Men want to beat the tar out of us if they get the opportunity. It's very strange.
You remember the Evel Knievel little thing that would jump?
Had
stuff?
It.
Yep. We'd jump Barbies.
Little zip one.
Jump Barbies
on them. And they every now and then strap Barbie onto the back of Evel.
Dragger.
Yeah.
Evel never stayed on that bike either. God
damn it. He wobbled a little bit.
He fell off all the time. God damn it, Evel. And that bike would hit the ramp, that little crap ramp they gave him, just fall off the
land
side.
Land on his side.
If that Evel Knievel toy wasn't the biggest ripoff ever, I don't know. Do you
this one, I used to hand crank that thing so much.
Line that thing up, and then Evel would fly off, and the bike would just skid.
That's the best one, though, because that...
Well, the car was a good one. I had the car, too. I had this one.
Yeah, great.
I had this one.
You had the boat?
Was that a boat?
Were you a
that
Rockefeller?
Was like, that was a rocket ship.
Is that the rocket?
That's
I thought
rocket.
That was a super boat. I love it.
And then you had
I had the motorcycle and that hand crank thing that got it all propelled, and it would just shoot the bike sideways and just basically throw your toys.
It would go like this.
Yeah, it would throw your toys across the room, and you'd never.
It's like a slice in golf.
Garbage. But, yeah, we used to drag Barbie pretty hard behind that, too.
There she is on it.
And Barbie's on it because Barbie was always hanging around with dudes. Barbie was also a slut.
Pit lizard.
Yeah, Barbie, if you had cool stuff, Barbie liked you. And my sister used to do that. When my cool dolls were around, Barbie'd hang out with the athletes. Or she wouldn't hang out with, like, regular G.I. Joe, just general enlisted man. Please. But if G.I. Joe was the only guy to hang out with, she'd hang with him. She was a snot.
Before they had the hand crank, which was a lot better, they used to have, it's just a strip with teeth.
Zing!
SST.
I had those, too. Those are great. The stunt cycle toy. Oh, my God, you got the guy.
This is Evel Knievel and the Evel Knievel shock-absorbing stunt cycle. You can make him do wheelies.
Bull crap.
Never do wheelies.
Backstands.
You can't make him do anything.
Even midair somersaults.
This never
and
occurred.
For that big
come on!
Jump, here's Evel. Up and over the
I'm considering suing for $225. This is the most false advertising I've ever seen in my life. There he dies
Evel
out.
Knievel sold separately.
They included the part where he crash lands in the commercial.
I don't know what year they finally got in trouble. For the false advertising.
For saying that toy wouldn't work?
We'd do the videos, and they'd show these toys like Hot Wheels doing all this stuff.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me mad today. That's 40 years later, and I'm pissed off. Look at him riding for hours. Oh, come on. This is making me mad, this commercial.
Into the look, and he's not through yet. Into the dragster. Evel super street car. With
being pulled by a string.
Fucking wheelies in the dragster.
And then did you see the parachute?
Yeah, you got a that daredevil death-defying supersonic skyplane on wheels. And here he is on the super cool chopper bike. Okay, this is pissing me off. We got robbed as kids. Damn it.
there's a wreck. Nice.
Absolutely no wonder Evel took out his sexual aggressions on all my sister's dolls. And he was tiny, and he still got it done. Broken bones and all. Evel boned everybody. Evel and O.J. Simpson just destroyed my sister's doll collection.
In the back of that Barbie beach bus.
Anywhere. I was literally just every chance I had, I would spread Barbie's legs. Every chance. I don't know what kind of psychology, what kind of past life is there, just spreading her legs. And they wouldn't bend right, and they'd bend at the knees, and I'd torture her.
Kirby doesn't play with them much, but Ronnie still had her old Ford Bronco. Bronco, we have that still.
The old 70s one?
Yep.
Man.
Well, not 70s. It was probably 80s. Square.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Square back.
Yeah. Pretty cool. All right.
It's pink.
Well, I'm going to call the people at Kenner and see if I can get my money back. Probably a buck and a half, but at this point, my pain and suffering is equal to that poor little lesbian that got attacked by her teacher. I want $225. That's the worst settlement of all time. Felipe Esparza is going to join us in just a little bit. Stand up live, 480-719-6100 if you want to see Mr. Felipe Esparza. He's there all weekend long, and you can check him out on Twitter at Funny Felipe. He's here next. It's 98 KUPD.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98 KUPD.